The Homeland Security Department tries to do the right thing to give reporters information through the Freedom of Information Act, but DHS recently made a big mistake and wound up releasing dangerous information about the nation's critical infrastructure. Perry Peterson is co-founder and managing principal of the Langner Group and former director of the Control Systems Security Program at the Homeland Security Department. He is watching as we learn more about the Aurora vulnerability. Perry, thank you very much for coming on the program this afternoon. And what is the Aurora vulnerability, and why is the fact that people know about it now or know more about it so important?
Well, it is viewed by different people as different things, but you can think of it as a gap in the security, the protection of devices. And essentially, everything that's connected to the power grid runs synchronously with it. In other words, at 60 hertz. Generators run at 60 hertz, computers, lights, everything. So when things get out of sync with that, the grid can exert a lot of torque on, or force, on whatever is against it and whatever is out of sync. So when systems drift out of sync and then are suddenly brought back into sync, that generates a huge amount of torque on whatever that end device is.
What's the vulnerability that presents to organizations like DHS, to private sector companies, and so on?
Well, this puts systems at risk that are difficult or even expensive to replace. Large generators, large motors, large pumps, special made systems and equipment that you can't just go down to Home Depot and replace. And that's the problem, that if they're taken out, if they're destroyed, it's very difficult to replace some of these things, and it may take a long time to do so.
You wrote about this back in the summer, that we don't seem to be learning how to defend at the same rate as others are learning to breach. Has your view changed since you wrote that in the summertime, as we see some of the hacks that Sony and some of the others that are very high profile, Perry?
I would say that what's happened since last summer has simply validated what I said. The high profile breaches seem to be happening even more frequently. And one of the lessons that we should have learned from Aurora is not that specific vulnerability, not so much, but it was the process under which you discover those types of vulnerabilities. Because the power grid folks and the utility companies, they're trying to address this. I couldn't tell you how many are still vulnerable, but I can tell you they have at least made some effort. Not sure where they stand today. The issue is, are they looking at the next set of vulnerabilities? Are they investing the time and effort necessary to understand their systems at a deep enough level to know about the next class of vulnerabilities that may be lurking in their systems already?
So there are two separate issues in this story that I find fascinating. One is the vulnerability itself. The other is the issue with the documentation. The government executive reports, the Homeland Security Department last July responded to a FOIA request on a malware attack on Google called Operation Aurora, but they provided information on this Aurora project instead, mistakenly. It was an unintentional error. No one thinks anything other than that. And you're not here, obviously, to comment on the mix-up of the information. However, a lot of the information that was provided was of a categorization where it shouldn't have been out there. And the twist that I found fascinating about this, Perry, when you started to dig into this, a lot of the documentation that you read that was provided as a result of the FOIA was very familiar to you. Why was that?
For the most part, I wrote a lot of it since I was there, and a lot of it was redundant, weekly updates, a lot of information that was really of little consequence. It's just the back and forth talking between staff. And so there's a lot of it that I would say was not of much value. The other thing I would say is that if you are, you know, some combination, some group, some nation state, and you've got hackers on your team and you've got power engineers on your team, you were probably not surprised by any of the information in that release by DHS.
You write, it's about time that we learn the lesson that Aurora tried to teach us 7 years ago. What's the lesson that it tried to teach us? And is your answer about that the same as the vulnerability since you originally wrote these words this summer, which is we haven't learned too much?
Yes, that's correct. I still get into arguments with folks who say, well, the test was faked, it was totally rigged, it wasn't real, or there is no vulnerability like that, or my systems are not susceptible to that kind of an attack. Now, I'd mentioned this earlier, but the real lesson here is that this is hard to do. You cannot just simply buy a black box and put it out there and expect it to protect you. You've got to have the people, the systems knowledge, the process knowledge, and a few malicious thinking hacker types all together on your team and do the hardcore engineering work to figure this out. This took a long time. This Aurora vulnerability was something that existed for perhaps a decade or more before our team at Idaho National Labs discovered this and then went about trying to figure out how to mitigate it.
And that's where your area of expertise connects with the accidental release of these documents, because it becomes another piece of the puzzle, it seems to me, Perry, that the bad guys now know that they didn't know before, and gives them another area to go around us to try to get to the stuff that they want to get to or achieve whatever end they're trying to achieve. Is that a fair derivation on my part?
I think it's fair, although it's a matter of degree. I think that the real bad guys are probably not surprised by anything that DHS released. It was only released, and the original classification, it's not really a classification at all. It was just FOUO, for official use only. So it wasn't all that sensitive to begin with. But I think that the bad guys who have malicious intent and that are focused on critical infrastructure, I don't believe they were surprised by anything in there. But that's not to suggest that this was good to do. I don't think it was. I don't think you should advertise and run up a flag and continuously point at systems that might be vulnerable.
Now that it's out, though, long-term, can the effect be good that the media attention has brought about the release of this information, or is it something that will ultimately be categorized the way the Manning-Snowden stuff was, just from the perspective of no matter how it's used or what the end result is, this was really bad that this got out?
Well, I actually hope for the best, but I would plan for the worst. I hope that it will have a positive impact, but I had the similar hope back in 2007 when this came out and was first brought to the public via a CNN report.